Hi, welcome to the PA Podcast. On today's episode, we talk to WDF from...
Hey, Jen, does that stand for what the...
No, that does not bother Brian. He's also known as Doug Freeman from the Facebook group Exaggerators Anonymous.
Yeah, we had a great talk with our friends and how everything got started. Listen now.
This is WDF3 Radio signing on to your Facebook channel for Hard Rock Exaggerators Hits.
Well, hello, Douglas. You're on the
there
PA.
There we go.
You're on the PA Podcast.
Yeah, oh, sounds much better.
Holy cow, I can't believe it. It's like I'm going to cry.
Oh, they all do the first time.
That means you need to use more lube.
Oh, I see where it's going to go now.
Yeah, really. I got to rub a couple French fries on it. Maybe it'll start a fire. I don't know. I had no idea where that came from. Okay, next.
Yeah. Well, that's great. The whole Jim Herndon thing, with the coffee club and everything. I didn't notice because I don't always get to check in the morning, but I have seen plenty of his, his coffee things from the morning, when I get on in the afternoon. And that's really cool. We have we had done an interview with funny man Bill Linden. Tag did an interview with him, and he does a great thing. Like once a year, he has a get together at the Bean in Chicago, which is
Beanapalooza.
Beanapalooza.
Beanapalooza, and he gets like 50 or 60 Facebook friends out there. I mean, and people show up from like California, and people like fly out there, and they all meet, and it's on the same day as the zombie walk out there. So. He said the first time he had no idea. He's like, are these my people here? When he's doing they first started showing
exactly.
up at the same time.
Yeah, he had some funny stories about that.
Oh, I'm sure of it. It's like, you dropped a body part, I mean, that's like really offensive.
Exactly.
I'm not going to eat my scone now. Oh,
exactly.
How cool. I know. But that's just it, though. It's like, the whole idea, of connecting and stuff like that. It's like, a lot of times you actually get to go and meet with the people and get to go and see them face to face. And, the weird part about it, it's like, they say something funny. I mean, there's no like button, first off, which really pisses me off. Ticks me off. Darn. I swore again. Okay. But
you
anyway.
Can swear all you want. I mean,
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll slap an explicit on it. We'll be done.
Yes.
I'm not going to drop any bombs, but anyway, it's like when I was talking to Father Brian, anyway, he goes, yeah, it's like some people are using the F-bombs and everything else there, and we were, it was like, sort of joking around about that, and anyway, I was thinking at work, it's like, shit, I swore again, damn it, I said shit, I can't, and then anyway, just go through the whole avalanche, but anyway, it's like, I ran out of words, so it's like, there's another funny story to that, but we'll get to that one later. But
okay.
It's just the whole thing about connecting.
Yeah.
Actually getting getting face to face. It's like, with you three there. I mean, I would absolutely, one of these days, I don't know when, I don't know whatever like that. One of these days I may be saying, hey, I'm going to be out in California, or I may be down in Florida. Let's have coffee. Let's go and do the full, do the full connect and, sit there and make fun of people around us.
Yeah, maybe we could all meet somewhere in the middle, like San Diego, something like that.
Via Omaha.
Omaha, yeah. Have a good steak and,
Yeah, really, go running through the cornfields naked. I mean, that's always a thrill and a half right off the bat there. You end up with paper cuts you never knew you would have had. But anyway, you can tell I grew up in the country, huh?
Yeah.
Makes right up without house tipping. But anyway, matter of fact, this weekend, Jim and I were talking and Linda, and we were planning on meeting with Doug Harper, but that fell through, which would have been absolutely wonderful. And anyway, it's just like, okay, well, we'll just have to go and do it another time. It's not like we're on a time restraint or anything like that.
Sure.
Or, but anyways, just one of these days, I want to go and see the man, face to face and, just be able to go and, you know, it's something when you go and see like people talking and then their facial expressions and their mannerisms. It's actually a very wonderful thing.
And it's something you can't quite get off Facebook, that's for sure. Yeah, I'd love to meet Harper. I mean, he is just a crack up.
Oh, he is. And, you know, it's he and I have, you know, messaged each other before. And, you know, just some of the depths that we've gone into in conversation and stuff like that. I mean, the man, he's phenomenal. He's absolutely phenomenal. Him, Jim Hurt. Yeah, right. That's about it. Damn, I hate it when medication kicks in like that. But anyway, the people on there. Matter of fact, there's a lady out of Canada, Ruby McCrelly. She's been making mention. She's going to be coming into Michigan. And, you know, maybe a possibility that we're going to be able to go and sit down and have coffee. I mean, that would be absolutely phenomenal. You know, so, you know, it's just the whole reaching out thing, I think, is the thing that, you know, I really enjoy the most about the whole deal, you know, and being able to get to know you guys. And anyway, it's like, you know, it's like the private lives and everything out there. I mean, it comes out every now and then. And that's kind of cool just to go and have like another little snippet of information that, you know, it's like, oh, we have more in common than what we originally thought to begin with. You know, that's the stuff that I like. That's the stuff that geeks me out. You know, yeah. I hate people, but it's like, what the heck? You know, the internet is perfect for me. I don't have to deal with them. But so anyway, that's my start. I'm getting off the box.
Hey, Jenny, do you have any of that beer left in your refrigerator? Okay, I say you pull one.
I don't know. Well, we might have one left. Why?
Well, yeah, because Jenny only needs one, Doug. But I say that you pull out that beer, and for each time Doug says coffee, we have to drink.
I don't have enough beer for that. It's only a 12 ounce.
Oh my gosh, I'm not going to go and be like the designated driver on this podcast.
No. Father Brian's always trying to get me drunk.
Oh yeah.
I'll throw you the keys, Doug. Take it away, man.
No problem.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, as far as meeting people, crazy thing, I'm actually going to see her tomorrow, but, you know, I've gotten to know Tess Baxter, and what's so funny about her is she's truly is a rocket scientist. I mean, she's worked on NASA projects and stuff, and you wouldn't think somebody like that would enjoy our groups, but she does, and she's just such a funny and, you know, good-loving person. I'm really happy to have gotten a chance to meet her.
Oh my God. She would be a riot. She would be an absolute riot just to go and sit down and anyway, just talk with her and stuff.
You know,
just because, you know, 1 minute it's all technical and the next thing you know, she's pulling out that damn duck, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, really. What do you think, Christina? You know, it's like, okay, cool.
Now let's talk about quirks. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I know. Black holes really
let's
suck.
Let's talk about black holes really suck. But I'm pumped.
Beat ya.
Yes, you did. But see, that's why we get along, because we're right there at the same.
Yeah. She's great in person. She's, you know, everything you would expect. So, yeah, that's nice. But, yeah, I mean, it's just I really love what you're doing, going around and trying to meet as many people as you can. I mean, that's something, you know, I'd be interested in, too. I hope to be able to get out to Beanapalooza one of these days.
Yeah, that'd be
right out loud. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, next year I'm planning on going. So.
Make plans for Beanapalooza 4.
Yeah, be there, be square.
Right, get your tickets now.
Yes, I know. Chicago's only about 4 hours away from me too, so that would be cool as I'll get out.
Be easy for you to.
How come every place is 4 hours away from you?
He lives in an alternate universe.
I believe that's called the middle of nowhere.
Gotcha. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's like rural USA. It's like sometimes my internet connection, you know, sort of gets severed because a cow stepped on it in the field. You know. It's like usually right around milking time, so, you know, it gets a little, you know, in between like about 4 and 5 is like about the worst time I can get a connection.
There you go.
Oh yeah, you know, but well, yeah, it's like I live in a small town called Kent City. And anyway, it's probably about maybe 4 miles away from everything. You're right. Everything is four for some odd reason. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's 4 miles away from my hometown called Cazenovia, population 600. And it was actually featured on Hee Haw one time, you know. And so, yeah, tell me about it. It's like, oh, God, I got to get out of this place. People know that we exist, you know. But anyway, I grew up on a dairy farm and stuff along that line there.
Really?
And And so I left to go and seek my fame and fortune when I was 21 and moved to Grand Rapids. I lived in Lansing for about 4 or 5 years. Went over to Detroit. Lived with my sister over in Bloomfield Hills for about a year, and then over in Livonia for about a year. Battle Creek for probably the longest 2 months of my life. People also live there for a reason. Don't ask. I won't tell.
Okay.
And then north of here is a place called Newaygo County, which, anyway, basically it's like hunting capital of the world. So you see a lot of flannel. You see a lot of camouflage. They think camouflage is a color and not a pattern. And it's really scary.
Camo and guns.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's, I think it's taught as an elective. You know, you can either take band or gun control. And anyway, it's like, you know, their marching band really sucks a lot of times. So anyway, you know.
Yeah, but we only have two people in the band. It's kind of tough.
Yeah, really. One's packing. Oh, exactly. I know. But, you know, it was a good life growing up. And, you know, we'll usually go and reminisce and stuff. And it was kind of funny. Anyway, I was married once, and anyway, it's like, you know, well, you know, two marriages, one, my first and my last. And so anyway, when we were first married, Mom and Dad invited us over for a steak dinner. And so we go out to the farm, and anyway, there's this great big huge hunk of meat sitting on the plate with boiled potatoes and vegetables and green beans and cheese. You know, Mom would put cheese on everything just because it made things taste better.
Gotta love her.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, sort of like a, I don't know, like a slab of holiday sauce or something like that. But anyway, we're talking about a few of the cows and reminiscing around the table, and we're laughing and stuff like that. And the subject got to, oh, yeah, and that one cow that we always had, old number 36. You know, we never named them. We just gave them numbers. It's sort of like, you know, oh, what was that, Father Murphy with, you know, that one guy, his mule is like, you know, number 7. You know, better watch out, otherwise there's going to be a number 8. But anyway, you know, we identified the numbers. And so we're sitting there talking about old number 36 and how many calves that she had and some of the antics that she did while out in the barnyard and stuff along that line. And, you know, my ex-wife was just getting totally into the whole thing. And anyway, it's like, you know, so there was a lull in the conversation. We're just, you know, trying to catch our breath from laughing. And she goes, so whatever happened to old 136? And the table got very quiet, and my father put down.
Oh,
and,
no.
And she realized that she was eating old 136. Which is probably one of the reasons why she turned vegetarian.
Yeah, that could do it.
Well, when you give them a personality, it's kind of hard to then turn around and think of them as food.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I have a similar story. In the summer between 6th and 7th grade, a friend of mine's parents owned a ranch, and I kept calling his mom, and she's like, "Well, if I'm gonna be your mom, you're my son. Go sweep the kitchen." And I did it. And then she's like, "Geez, do you want a job for the summer?" And I said, "Doing what?" And she said, "Working on the ranch." And I said, "Sure." So they had basically mostly Arabian show horses there, and then they had a cow named BS, and of course the mom told me it stood for beefsteak, but the older brothers told me it stood for something else. And then they had a pig, and it had no name, but the pig had all sorts of personality, big old pig, and I'd go to feed him, and he'd be like all over me before, you know, as I'm trying to get his food in there. I mean, you know, try and shove him away, but the pig weighed probably more than me at that point in time. But anyway, you know, one day they come down and like, "Hey, when you're done here, come back to our house for breakfast." So I said, "Okay." So I get finished, you know, cleaning up the stalls and stuff. And I go over there, and, you know, she's got eggs and everything. And then there's bacon. It's just thick and just awesome, and I'm just loving it. It's crispy. I mean, cooked perfect. I start going on and on about it, and I'm like, you got to tell my mom where you got this bacon. This is the best bacon ever. And everybody's being kind of quiet, and mom won't even look at me, you know, or answer me or say what kind of bacon it is. And then finally, one of my buddy's older brothers is like, so you're down at the ranch today cleaning out the stalls? It's like, yeah. It's like, did you see the pig there? I'm like, actually, no, I didn't. And I'm still not putting it together. And you know where he is? And I'm like, where? And he's like, he's on your plate. And I'm like, I swear, like, tears were coming to my eyes, but I was still not on that bacon. But I can't believe they killed
the
pig.
Oh, that is so mean.
I mean, I was pretty naive about the whole thing. I just kind of figured it was like a pet, you know? I mean, I didn't think they were going to eat the thing.
Oh, my God. It's like, welcome to the country.
I am so glad I'm a city girl.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh, well, you know, well, that's just it. It's like, you know, the city itself was rather strange to me just because there were so many people packed into like one area, you know, and then it's like, I mean, my closest friend was like about a half mile away, you know, actually it was four hours away, just like everything else in my life.
We see a pattern here.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Different pattern, yes.
Yeah, he's a quiet man. He keeps to himself.
And 4 miles away from everybody else.
I think it's going that way.
But he is getting therapy, so
I think Doug knows of a wormhole that's 4 hours away from his house. It's the only thing that can explain this.
Yeah, really. Area 51, mine's Area 52. So
the lost Area 52.
We found it.
The one the government won't tell you about.
Mm-hmm. 50.
Yep. Like I said, glad I was a city girl. I mean, we had the streets to play in, and we always had to, you know, no matter what you were doing, it always, whenever you heard that car, everybody stopped what they were doing and spread to the side.
Yeah.
Seems like a lesson would be quickly learned.
Yeah. Oh, it takes
but
one
once
time.
The first two or three kids get knocked off, you figure it out. Yeah. It's okay. I had a lot of cousins.
Keyword had.
Yeah.
There's still a few of them around.
You left.
Yeah, did you see Bobby in the street? Well, we know why. It's sort of like, you know, the pig story in Old Number 36. Only you don't eat them.
Oh, I don't know. Some of my family was kind of poor.
Oh, bless you. Oh, too cool. So now, where did you grow up, Jen?
I grew up in Pittsburgh. I was born in California, but I grew up in Pennsylvania.
Whoa, foundry capital of the world.
It used to be. Yeah, it used to be. You know, of course, by the time, you know, the 70s come around, all the steel mills were closing down and everything. But, you know, Pittsburgh's actually gone through kind of a renaissance and a lot of tech stuff now. You know, they've actually learned how to evolved from the old steel mill days.
They stood up.
And I have to say that very clearly because there's a problem in that, you know, even though I wasn't born here, I learned how to speak here, so I have Pittsburghese in my vocabulary. So I have to be really careful to enunciate so you guys know what I'm talking about. Because Pittsburghese is one of the worst accents on the face of this planet.
Really?
Really. It is literally like opening your mouth and letting sound fall out of it.
Oh.
You know, there's no enunciation in Pittsburghese. Like, if I asked you if you ate today, it's not did you eat, it's jeet yet.
Jeet yet.
It sounds like Klingon.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, I mean, people don't go to their house. They don't sit on a couch. You know, they don't go downtown. They sit on a couch in their house and they go downtown.
See, I understood that totally.
Yeah, so did I. I mean, it sounded sort of like Kennedy-ish.
Yeah, but there's also things like there's a nifty little place called Sliberty. You mm-hmm. wouldn't know that was East Liberty. Sliberty. People go down to Southside.
Southside.
Holy cat, that's like thick.
I can't wait till
The sad part is I can't even do it as clearly as most Pittsburghers do. Pittsburghers. Even when I'm putting it on heavy, I'm still not as bad as the genuine article.
Oh, my gosh. How cool. How absolutely.
I want to hear Mike when he starts, letting that slip into his vocabulary with his English accent.
I think it's a physiological impossibility for him.
His mouth doesn't form that way.
That's not the Queen's English.
Yeah, at least not in New York.
Well, there's
anyway.
Some Queens in Pittsburgh, but we don't talk too much.
Yeah, they do experiments there. That's Area 53.
Gee, we should have had Tess in on this conversation.
Oh, my God, no doubt. No doubt at all. Yeah, you went to school high school and stuff like that, and you just stayed around there.
Well, yeah. I live about 35 miles outside of Pittsburgh now. I live in Greensburg, which is slightly better.
She says hesitantly.
It's definitely, it's not that problem with city crime rate and all that stuff.
Then now, Brian, you're originally from Ohio. I think you told me.
Huh? Yeah, Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah.
I was born in Marion, Ohio, which is just north of Columbus. Mm-hmm. It's where my parents lived. When I was very young, we moved to Columbus and pretty much lived there. totally grew up there. Nice place, great place to grow up. I mean, it's just good old middle America. And we played in the streets.
Yeah, and only they only had a weekly interruption with a car.
Nah, wasn't that bad? No.
Yeah, really. Those Amish buggies, though, I mean, they played havoc. It's like, but, oh, here comes Ben again.
I friended the horses, so it was cool. They just came by for sugar.
Yeah, really. Hey, watch this.
An apple or something. No, yeah, it was really great growing up there. And, it's really grown a lot. Last time I was up there, it's amazing how big it's gotten. And, different sides of town. I don't even recognize it anymore. It's crazy. It's just, just tons of different malls and they got some new stadiums and theaters, and it's like, geez, where was all this when I lived here?
Yeah, really, I wouldn't have left.
Yeah. So it looked like it got kind of cool. I don't know.
Pittsburgh got a bunch of new stadiums a few years ago. Didn't make the Pirates play any better.
Hey, the Pirates are playing pretty good right now, actually.
Yeah, give them time.
Yeah, they actually just got swept, but they were in first place most of the year.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, do the Tigers play them?
Not unless it's interleague play. Pirates are in the National League and Tigers are in the American League.
Oh, okay. Okay. Which tells
They must be getting better, because a few years ago they were talking about kicking them out of the major leagues altogether.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get your shit together, you're done.
I think that they went, and last year they were doing the same thing they were doing this year. They were actually really good last year, and they're like, this is finally going to be it. It's been 19 years since they've been over 500. And it looks like there's no way that they're going to miss it this year. Sure enough, they just went into a nosedive and finished a couple games under 500. So it's been 20 years, I believe.
Wow.
21, something like that. It's been a long, dry spell.
I'm pretty sure they're going to pull it off this year and be over 500 and good chance.
Be about freaking time. We spent millions on that damned ballpark.
Yeah. That's a beautiful stadium. It's a beautiful park.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous stadium. Damn shame it doesn't work. that was their big argument when they were tearing down Three Rivers Stadium. You know, they needed to build separate parks for football and baseball because they need a different type of field. And, they were going to just have such a good time with this new stadium and it was going to be great. And we're like, okay, you took all our tax money. Now what? Where's the great?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, if they pull it out this year, it'll be about time. But I'm not holding my breath. I could drop dead easily.
Or if nothing else, pass out.
Yeah.
Oh, cripe. Yeah. I know what it's like with the Tigers too. It's like they were going through like a dry spell, and it's like the last I've heard, I don't know. I'm not really like you know. I guess I'm more of a fair fat feather. Okay, I'm speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. But anyway, I'm more of like a fair-weathered fan. It's like, okay, yeah, if I see him, you know, on the news or something along that line, it's like, oh, how cool. You know, I don't recognize a single one, because the last one that I really paid attention to was when I was in third grade when they won the World Series and stuff like that. And they had normal names and stuff. But it's like now they want to be, I don't know. It's like, you know, I think they're all trying for like the Nike sponsorship or something. But you know, that's probably about the last time that I really paid attention to it. And it's like in football, they have the Lions. And anyway, it's like, you know, the Lions, they're just expected to lose forever. You know, I mean, they have like, you know, the Thanksgiving thing in which they signed a 99-year contract.
Yeah, they always play on that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Regardless of how they're doing, it's like, oh, yeah, they go and get spruced up for that one. Everybody gets a haircut or gets their dreadlocks redone. You know, but that's like, what the heck, you know, but... Yeah, but they built that Comerica Park, and I remember going over to, the old Tiger Stadium Park, and which, you know, I mean, you can go there, get a hot dog, get, you know, like a beer or whatever along that line, and it's like you come out, your wheels are gone, and you have a baseball stuck in your windshield, you know. So, I mean, it was a full-service park. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just want to make sure that you have high mileage on your tires before you go there.
All for the same ticket price?
All for the same ticket price.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
And the tire center was right around the corner.
There were five of them. No waiting.
And you know what? A lot of times you could buy the exact same brand of tires and rims that, you know, used to be on your car at that tire store.
Really?
Shockingly enough.
Holy cats. Only in Detroit, man. Only in Detroit. You got to love the place. That's how there is.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, you don't got to love the place, because back when you were in third grade, you beat the Padres in the World Series in 1984, so I don't gotta love it.
Okay, so you remember that?
Yes, I remember that. Okay, I must have been in my first trimester, I guess. Then.
Okay.
Brian can hold a grudge a long, long time.
Right.
Okay, I have a feeling I'm gonna get unfriended, but anyway. All because of the damn Tigers. Okay, gee whiz. Okay. I can deal with it. You know, did you grow up in California there, Brian, or Father Brian?
Yeah. I was actually born in Glendale Hospital, which is up like above L.A. Probably it's in like Los Angeles County. But before I was 1 year old, we moved down to Leucadia for a year. But I mean, I basically grew up in Carlsbad, California, which at that point in time, it's in northern San Diego County. It's a little beach town where, you know, with a phone book that was about as maybe an inch thick, and you could be screwing around anywhere around town, and somebody else's parent would come out and grab you by the arm. It's like, kid, what's your name? And they would just go find, you know, go in the phone book and say, yeah, I got your kid here. He's been throwing dirt clods at the windows, you know, whatever. And sure enough, it'd either be send him home or mom would come get you. And it's better if you got sent home than mom coming to get you. Because when she got out, she's embarrassed. Oh, man, you knew you were in for it. But, you know, again, like Tag, I mean, you know, there used to be a huge forest that you couldn't even go to one part in on your bike all day. It's like, let's go to this part of the forest. And, you know, there's, you know, out there, then there was like all these fields with a bunch of motorcycle tracks. In fact, Carlsbad Raceway, it used to be out there, was like the best motocross track in the United States for years. That's kind of where.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now there's, that's freaking like an industrial area with buildings all over the place. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, there's like a street, El Camino Real. There used to be nothing on the other side of that street. And now there's like, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. I mean, so it's crazy to see the, you know, we had three cops when I was a kid total on the force. So there would either be one or two cops on patrol at any given time. And, geez, last time I was there, you know, went out with some friends to a place called Pizza Port, which makes great pizza, and then they brew their own beers. Mm. And I only had, like, three beers, but, man, coming out of that place, it's like I see three cops go by as I'm walking to my truck, you know, one going by one way, one going by the other way, one guy going the other way, and I'm just like, Jesus. I mean, I'm, like, thinking, how long was I in there? I had three beers, but there's a little bit stronger beers. I'm like, oh, God, I mean, I don't even want to drive, you know? I mean... Gosh, mm-hmm. It's crazy. crazy. Oh, but no. It was a great town to grow up in.
You know, this is like, you know, the, you know, just the conversation that we've had so far. It's like, you know, this is the whole thing about that I love about Facebook itself is like, you know, you get to tap into you get to see through other people's eyes or through their words or whatever like that,
right,
about what it was like when, you know, when they were growing up or what it's like over in their part of the country, or you hear something over happening on the East Coast, you know, this is what the West Coast takes care of it, you know, or, you know, translates it into and stuff like that. You know, that's a cool part about it. You
know,
that's what I really love about it myself, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, and, you know, and used to be non-personal, you know, I mean, it was like, oh, that's horrible for those people, like when hurricanes would come in. But now I have friends on Facebook that are you know that are living in that area, and you know, you're trying to contact them, and sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, because power and everything's out. I mean, and you worry about them, you know. I was worried about Tag, you know, and really happy when the hurricane, you know, moved you know, away from Florida. But then, you know, I got other friends, Dennis Schatzi, you know, in the New Orleans area, and you're just like,
yeah.
Ah.
I remember he said, yep, I'm about to lose power.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and all of a sudden it makes you look at it different. When you know somebody that's in an area, you know, you know, even though they're just a Facebook friend, all of a sudden it puts a real face on things. It's not it's not just a disaster that's
right.
happening somewhere else in the world.
Not just the news story, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree with you totally on that one there. Now, okay. Now, one question that I do have to ask you guys.
Uh-oh.
Okay, are you ready?
Oh, sure.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked? No, I'm just kidding.
You ever been in a Turkish prison, Doug?
We'll go into that later. But anyway. Turkish Delight, it has a whole new meaning from it. You know, I wasn't able to watch Narnia for I don't know how long. But anyway, you know, they mentioned Turkish Delight. Oh, my God. But okay, now, you know, this whole thing of a podcast and stuff along that line, I just got into it probably about maybe the last month and a half. And anyway, it's fascinating. But the thing is, so it's like, okay, where did you guys come in? You know, have you guys always known each other? Or how did you meet? How did this whole phenomenon?
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, God.
BK, you want to start or you want me to start?
Yeah, I'll start. All right. Somehow I must have had a mutual friend with Tag, and I can't remember who that is, so I can't go visit him and punch him in the face or anything. But,
exactly who it was.
Okay, well, when it comes to you,
who got me to you guys.
Okay, well, you can bring that up when you tell your side of the story. We'll each tell our side of the story about how things are and see what, you know, shakes out as true or not. But anyway, Tag post one day. I mean, I think we friended each other. You know, I liked one of his posts. He got all giddy and happy, you know, and you know, friending.
I was drinking coffee.
No. Yeah. Drink. Anyway, then he makes this post. It's just like, what is up with this poking option? And I was pre-poke for me. I mean, I was pretty brand new to Facebook. And the only reason I got on there is because I was forced to, because I went on a camping trip and I said, can you email me those? They're like, no, just get them on Facebook. I'm like, not on Facebook. They're like, well, you ain't getting the photos because I'm not going to take the time to, you know, send them to you, you know, four at a time or whatever you can do. Get on Facebook. So I did. And then I run across Tag, and then he had a thing, you know, what's up with this poke function? Why can't you just take the time to write out hi or, you know, hello, how are you doing, you know, instead of poking him? And so we started getting into this late night discussion about poking, and, you know, and we were going back and forth and back and forth. And then all of a sudden Tag's like, we should start a group about this poking issue. And I'm like, what's a group? He's like, don't worry about it. It's going to be awesome. I'm like, what? And he's just like, next thing you know, there's this Pokeholics Anonymous group. And I look and it's like, you are an administrator of a group, Pokeholics Anonymous. I'm like,
I'd never start a group before.
I'm like, what's Pokeholics Anonymous and what's a group? And Tag's not giving me the greatest of explanations on things. But anyway, I kind of figure it out. Then next thing you know, bam, Exaggerators Anonymous is up there. And it's just like, okay, well, I can get into this.
I got inspired.
Bam, you're an administrator.
I'm like, I got inspired one night.
I'm like, okay.
I said, somebody had posted, it was Don or somebody had posted a picture about exaggeration. I went, Exaggerators Anonymous. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. And I went and made it.
So then maybe a week later, maybe 10 hours later, I can't remember, Thinning the Herd pops up. You are an administrator of Thinning the Herd. And I'm just like, oh, geez, you know, and then all of a sudden these things start growing in numbers. And, you know, I'm getting it. And, you know, Father Brian, I mean, that was actually just, I just put up a picture of me from Halloween as my profile picture. And I before then, I changed it several times. But once Pokeholics Anonymous came out, people really started hitting me up with the Father Brian thing. So I kind of adopted that persona, you know, for Pokeholics Anonymous. And as you can see, it's kind of stuck. So, anyway, I'm an administrator of three groups, and then all of a sudden, it's just like, get home, and instead of having, like, 10 notifications, you know, I got, like, 50, you know, and it's like, and a lot of them are like, Father Brian, what do I do about this? Father Brian, what do I do? So I have to answer them. Next thing you know, geez, does another group. I think that's when we started saying, listen, and by Jenny will tell you, but by this time Jenny's in the group, you know, as an administrator. And then he started another group. And I think that I think both me and Jenny both left the group because, you know, it's just too, you know, it's like it was getting to be too much. And then, you know, we were still just bugging him about starting groups.
Well, that one and was a fake
tag.
Group.
Yeah. Then Tag creates one. Oh, what was it called? And I was going to go off on him, but it's just like I knew he couldn't be stopped. But it was called Comedy.
It was OCD. Occupy Comedy, dude.
Occupy Comedy. And you
right.
know what?
That's right.
And it was a fake group.
Well, yeah, but wait, let me tell you, the funny thing is I was going to go off on Tag for this because, one, I thought it was way too close to Comedy on Tap, which I didn't want to step on Bonto's toes, and, two, I was just like, you know what, I've already told him no more frickin' groups, we've all told him no more frickin' groups, and, you know, this new one. So I just ignore it, and Jenny ignores it, and we don't say anything about it. But it turns out it should have been the greatest practical joke because if it happened a week earlier, I would have just gone off on a huge rant. But, you know, I just decided the Tag's crazy and there's nothing I can do about it. So I'm just going to ignore this group. But apparently it sent out like private messages to like 10 people that, hey, I'm going to create this fake group and we want to watch Brian's head explode. You know, I mean, and but luckily I just ignored.
I told them to go on there and post and make it look like a real group. And,
oh, yeah. And they were on there posting and stuff, making it look like a real group. But
the thing is that it was a really good practical joke.
It was a good practical joke.
But
yeah.
the victim was also the creator.
Yeah. But seriously, he was this close to getting me. I mean, I was like, right. I think I even started typing out my rant, and then I just backed it up and said, you know what, better just let him go and just ignore it. And I was really that close. It was that close to being one of the greatest practical jokes because, you know, I was ready to go off, and I just said, you know what, screw it. This guy's crazy. He's never going to stop making groups. And he really hasn't. Yeah, I know he makes up other groups.
No, I don't.
But so yeah, Tag basically forced us.
I didn't force.
Are you all of a sudden you show up here an administrator? I mean, you know, I'm just like, what?
You get backed out.
Yeah, well, we did on some of them, but you know, and so yeah, so that happened, and I actually made an event once. Group creator anonymous, you know, please stop Tag from, you know, we're here to stop Tag from creating groups.
Intervention.
Yeah, intervention. Yeah.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, he's just like, we should do a podcast. I'm like, what's a podcast? The same damn thing, man. It's just like, you know, and I just got on Facebook so I could get some camping pictures. I mean, and now I'm freaking administrator of three groups and, you know, part of a podcast. And you know what? I don't even know what he's going to come up with next, but...
No, I'm done.
You better be. He said that many times before.
Hey, dude.
Okay, well, let's move on, because Jenny was last, so let's move on to Tag and see. Let's hear his version of history of how things started.
Well, actually, yeah, BK pretty much mapped it out pretty well there. And I too was a victim of, you got to see my pictures on Facebook, my brother. I said, I'm not on Facebook. Okay, I'll make
I'm
an account.
I'm still on MySpace.
I actually did have a MySpace account once.
So did I.
I did not.
And,
me either.
Yeah, you know, so I set it up, and then, yeah, I got to look at his pictures, and I start poking around that. And then just seeing some funny things that people were writing, I just started interacting. I went, oh, this is kind of fun. And before you know it, then that's when I ran into BK. And I still don't remember exactly how we ran into each other, but I know it was late one night on a weekend or something.
Yeah.
Must have been like midnight or something.
Exactly. Yeah, it was late. It was definitely a late night, you know.
But we... Yeah, you said something funny. You posted, you know, we just kind of went back and forth in our humor. We just kept. I said, hey, it's pretty cool. Hey, that's fun. And we just had a good time. And of course, then we had that brainchild, the Bookaholics Anonymous. And I had never done a group before. I said, looks easy to me. Let's do it. And yeah, the other two, but they've all got their own kind of. There's some people that jump between the three, and then there's some that are more geared to thinning, and some like the EA's got its little group of certain people that are always there, and same with the Pokaholics. So it's kind of cool. It's like hey, and everybody seems to like it. So mm-hmm. I guess it was supposed to happen.
Yes, it was inevitable.
Yeah, inevitable. And in the podcasts, I've been listening to the podcasts probably since I first got an iPod. And it's when you'd go up there and they, you know, I said, oh, what are these podcasts? Oh, they're like little radio shows. Like, okay, well, that's good. We didn't know what we were doing. So don't listen to those early ones.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
still
some of the early ones.
Don't listen to the first, maybe five. I don't know.
I told Doug that too. Yeah, a couple of the early ones.
I think we've gotten better with it and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, we were rough when we started, but everybody is.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Worked well, so it's been a fun ride. You know, I got to talk to and some of my comedy heroes out there too, which blows me away.
Oh, for crying out loud, I know it. One question that I do have to ask you though, Tag. I listened to the podcast. Who was that young lady that you just posted out there?
Gina.
The one, right? Okay. Tell me that you. Tell me that you had clothes on when you were doing that.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's a visual that I have to go. It has to be exercised out of my brain. It's like, oh, my God, this guy's in heat.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I listened back to it, and I went, I have no pride. Put it up there. What the heck? It's fun. Jenny said it was a hoot to listen to. I said, that's what I want people to do. I want them to have fun. If they laugh at it, I don't care.
Oh, yeah. No, it was phenomenal. It was absolutely. I mean, you were just like, you know, a little, you know, you were like a school kid, for God's
sakes.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know? she's being very, very, you know, very gracious. It's like, oh, don't worry. Just take your clothes off and we'll get this done and over. You know, it's like, oh, my God.
Show me where the bad man touched you. No. it was a hoot. I couldn't even see. Now I've listened to I know why, as I've listened to their podcast since day one. Mm-hmm. And she used to work for the Tim Conway Jr. show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she worked with Timmy and out there in California. And her and Randy also. Randy was like a board op, and mm-hmm. you know they put together that podcast. And actually, Tim Conway Jr. was on their original podcast when they started it, and it just didn't quite pan out for what he wanted to do. And they had another guy, Brian Whitman. It used to be the Conway Whitman show, and you had Brian Whitman, who does great impressions, great voices. And he was on there, but he was a nutcase. he had a lot of problems. Yeah, he had a lot of problems with the substance abuse, let's say.
He had issues.
Nice guy and very talented. So I kind of feel I know her. You know, it was one of those things.
Oh, that's what it seemed like.
You listen to somebody like that.
It seemed like, yeah, you'd been stalking her for quite some time.
Yeah, I felt like we should have had that Police song on, you know, Every Breath You Take. Oh, I heard somebody snort.
Oh, that was my dog. Yeah, that's it. That was my dog.
My dog snorty. Yeah.
I really felt like I should have gone in and sprayed him down with a hose. I mean, jeez.
But here's the bottom line. Was it fun to listen to?
It was a riot.
Hey. Yeah, and she is just such a nice and positive person. I mean, you know, who wouldn't like her? I mean,
did you like the little Jeopardy theme when we took our break?
Yeah, Jenny put that in there. They took a 2-2 with Jenny Jeopardy theme. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. And then when I came back, I could hear somebody typing. It was pretty good. I thought it was good.
Hey, you know what? I've learned a lot of tricks doing this podcast.
Oh, Jenny's become a pro.
See, like Jenny always says, we do a good podcast, but Jenny makes it great because she cuts out all our dumb fuckery. That's for sure.
Yes, I do. I take out a lot of crap.
And you can't even.
And I now have a burning hatred for the words like you know. And I mean burning hatred.
I'm gonna give her some.
I'm like, you know, I kind of have something. I'm like, you know, I say certain things. I guess a little too
right
much.
There.
Yeah.
The sad part is I can now, when I'm doing the audio editing on my software, I can see them coming.
She knows what the pattern looks like.
The wave. Oh, my. Yeah, she that's true. Wave.
Son of a bitch, here it comes.
There's the
There it is.
The ums have it.
Okay.
But it's been a riot. It's been fun. Never thought in millionaires I'd be doing this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, hey, Jenny, let's hear about, you know, your introduction, how you made it into the groups, and, you know, how you got to where you are.
Like how I got onto Facebook and everything?
Sure, wherever you'd like to start, yeah.
Well, I talked to Cal Westray on Yahoo Messenger a lot. We've been friends a lot. Yes. We've been friends a long, long time. He is just one of the sweetest human beings in the world.
Ah, yes, I like
and
that.
I hadn't talked to him for a couple of weeks, and I said, oh, I haven't seen you around. You know, maybe I've just been missing him, asked him what was going on. He's like, oh, I'm over on Facebook now. And he's like, I spend all my time over there. he's like, catch me over on Facebook. I'm like, but I don't have a Facebook. I had done no social media to that point, really. And he's like, oh, it's great. You'll love it. So I go over and I say, okay, I'll sign up. Because you couldn't even look at anything unless you had an account. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, son of a bitch.
That's what I said the first night, too.
So I, you know, signed up for an account and just looked at his stuff. Looked around, and I was basically just following him for the longest time. I'd had like 7 friends, and 4 of them were family, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it was really, I was very low key on it. And then one day he invites me to this event, Pokeholics Anonymous. And it was an event long before it was a group.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
That's right. The first one was an event. Yeah.
And he invited me to this event, Pokeholics Anonymous. And I said, so I went over there and looked at it and I said, oh, what the hell? It looks funny. So I signed on with it. And these guys just go off about the poking addiction. The only person I had been poked by at that point was my 13-year-old niece. I had like 1 poke every 2 weeks and that was about it. So I go on there and I hit the accept button, you know, the accept invitation. So I'm going. All of a sudden, I get Brian Kilpatrick. Poke.
No, hey. Father Brian is not poke.
You're going to edit that, aren't you? Jen?
Yes.
Hell no. And for $5, we'll make sure that it's not.
Yeah. So I go from, like I said, just my little niece poking me because she thought it was funny, to me now going, I've got 10, 15 pokes here. What the hell? So I started giving them back. And
poking addiction began.
Yes, it did. So on that was the event where I had gone on and I said, look, I'm getting poked by these people. And somebody convinced me that Father Brian does not poke. And so I realized it was really just the Facebook demons. They lurk in the shadows and they try to make really good people who are or attempting to help people with their poking issues look like they're poking. So it really wasn't him.
Yeah. It's the seedy underbelly of Facebook. I'm pretty sure that Zuckerberg's behind it.
Yes. And I wrote a huge post about the demons trying to come get me. And apparently these two goofballs thought it was hysterically funny. And
It was.
Yeah, I got an invitation that night because the event ran for 3 days. And I guess I did this on day two. So that night I get this invitation. You get it. We really want you to be an admin with us. Yeah, I was like, huh, oh, all right. Okay, I can do that. Yeah, and then it snowballed from there. Then I get friend requested from Tag, friend requested from BK. Then we go, well, we should have a group for this instead of just making a new event every month.
Yeah.
And so we did that, and Tag started the Pokeholics Anonymous first. You know, and then now I can't remember, was it Thinning the Herds or EA that came next? Because I thought it was Thinning the Herd because people were getting gripey bitchy.
You could be right.
I can't even remember now. I think it was Thinning the Herd that came next, because we just all needed that place where you just go to bitch about stuff that's pissing you off.
Yeah, I think I had a bad day at
work. Everybody has, everybody has a day where everything is just getting right up their nose. So that's when Thinning the Herd happened, because sometimes people just need to be killed. And after that was, I think, Exaggerators Anonymous. You know, by this time, they've got me hooked on all this stuff.
Sorry, Jen.
Yeah, and we start chatting behind the scenes, you know, private messaging each other. And Tag has this idea. We should get on and talk to each other, you know, voice, you know, over Skype. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, I don't have a headset. He says, go down to Best Buy. They have them $25.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, when I go, they don't have the $25 set. They have the $50 set. So that's $50 set. And we started talking. Then it sort of progressed naturally to, you know, we all were cracking each other up. We're having a great time. So Tag says, we need to do a podcast. We need to let other people hear what we're doing because we spent so much time laughing. You know, it was just all, I mean, there would be hours and hours of us. One of us would say something, then the other two go off, and we would just be cracking up, and you know, to the point where my sides would be hurting. I'd be laughing so hard. So
I'd be going, I got to go to work tomorrow, guys.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the morning, guys. I got to get up in 4 hours. Come on, let me go. So then we decided to do the podcast. I'm like, well, okay, we need to do it on a $0 budget because I have no money to go buying expensive audio editing software or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, get some free programs off the internet. You know, we get the free recorder. Yeah, and it just really snowballed from there. I think I started doing the sound editing because at that point, everybody else but me had a job.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to do it, but
But you didn't have the time, so I started doing the sound editing. I don't know if it was just a natural talent I never knew I had or if I just got it really quickly.
Yeah, and you seem to enjoy it. Yeah.
Guys, I do love it.
It was a great job.
And these guys, you know, kept saying, oh, you took out the ums and you took out the stutters and all that. Now, if I could ever get my intro and outro lines right without fucking them up, I'd be doing great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It took me, like, what, 6 tries to get my intro for that Gina Grad right?
Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, me and her.
It was great, though. It was great.
I mean, jeez. But, yeah, I know. It's like when you're trying to say something that we're fine improvising, but when you have to give out information and whatever and you have a plan, all of a sudden it's just like you get tongue-tied and it's just like, screw it, take 5, you know?
Yep. It's like, okay, let's blow our nose and try it over again. There you know.
Yeah, I was having problems with saying the PA podcast and Gina Grad of the Pretty Good podcast. I kept stumbling over those P's. I sounded like Porky Pig. That's all, folks. So it did. It took me forever to get those lines out.
Same here. I've always had trouble with those. I mean,
an excellent job, though, guys. An excellent job.
Yeah, as a speaking outside of the loop, there, it's like, yeah. I mean, they are entertaining. they're fantastic. I enjoy them. Well, you know, it's like with that Dresden one, you know,
oh,
and all
great?
Different.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's, you know,
talking about Frank Sinatra. Oh my! And I'm sitting, yeah. I'm sitting in my kitchen when this is happening.
Yeah,
I'm sitting at my kitchen table with headset on, talking to Tom Dreesen in California. That is too crazy.
I know it. And anyway, you were doing a fantastic job with that, just keeping the conversation going and stuff along that line there. And it's like, you know, it seemed like it just pretty much fell smack dab into place, you know, just with the whole flow and everything else. It was very, very entertaining all the way around. And I've never heard of him. I probably seen him on Carson before, you know, but at the same point, it's like, okay, you know, I remember a lot of the jokes before I actually remember, you know, a lot of the artists more than anything else myself.
Sure.
But,
he still goes on Letterman like every three to six months.
Yeah, well, he actually hosts Letterman a couple times a year.
He guest hosts Letterman, yeah.
Hmm.
So, I just remember him from way back. I've been watching stand-up comedians since I was... you know, old enough to understand the joke.
Yeah, really.
I mean, I watch him on TV and Ed Sullivan's show. I always tuned into the comedians, you know. I just always had a great affinity for them.
Yeah,
it usually starts with, like, Bugs Bunny, and then anyway, deteriorates from there. So it's like...
Exactly. Exactly. Bugs was my intro to comedy.
Oh, yeah. I know. He's the gateway drug on that one.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. Hey, go ahead.
I was going to say, kind of in the same way Wile E. Coyote introduces you to physics.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
so
true.
So what happens when you drop an anvil off a cliff? Let me think. Oh, yeah, I saw that on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, how many kids have broken a leg trying to jump from the roof of their house with an umbrella?
Oh, yeah.
An Acme umbrella, yes.
Acme really gets like a bad rap on that whole thing there. I'm surprised they haven't sued Warner Brothers for it.
Oh, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, however, you know, the stuff does work. I mean, when he goes and straps himself to, you know, like a skyrocket, I mean, the skyrocket usually goes, you know, he's just usually end up sitting there in midair, you know, fried to a crisp at that point in time. So it's like, what the heck? But yeah, that is like way cool, you know, because that's one of the things I've always thought about. It's like, you know, how did this whole thing start? Where did it come? I mean, it's a phenomenon.
So there you have it. WDF.
We had a great time laughing and reminiscing with our start.
Yeah, we had an amazing 2012, and it's full steam ahead for 2013.
Catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the website at thepapodcast.com.